It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Today we continue to talk about Christmas cookies, give you more ideas. Today's guest, Nina Elder, Executive Food Editor with Rachel Ray Every Day.
Another thing that was really fun that we did is we trying to make this, you know, holiday cookie process easier. And one idea we came up with was using one pan so you don't have to do the rolling and cutting. But we did the shortbread. Actually, we used the thumbprint cookie dough to make this kind of shortbread. But you take a 9-inch round cake pan and you press the dough into it and then you bake it. Well, you sprinkle it with green sprinkles. That's kind of the sanding sugar as opposed to the sprinkles that you get on a cupcake, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
And so you sprinkle it completely with the green. You bake it off. And while it's warm in the pan, you cut it into wedges, into little triangles. And you let it cool in the pan. You remove those triangles from the pan. And then you take frosting and kind of drizzle it in lines, kind of swooping lines over the top. And then you use mini M&Ms and little dragées, which are those little silver kind of BB kind of balls that you get for decorating. So you have the dragées, the mini M&Ms, as ornaments. So those white lines of frosting form the lines for the lights on your Christmas tree. So these triangles turn into Christmas trees, and the white lines are lights. The dragées, you know, and the M&Ms kind of have that homage. And then we took a yellow gumdrop and put it at the point of the triangle or the star.
Oh, there you go.
We were calling those the Christmas tree shortbreads, which are really fun.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.